Pandemic Aesthetic number 71 for June 19th, 2006. Well, happy Monday to everyone, and happy birthday to me. Today I turned 29, and that's the last you'll ever hear of it from me. Teachers, at least the good ones, give it their all during the school year. For 180 days, not including weekends and holidays, and days off, of course, we grade tests, write lesson plans, and brave rooms full of 30 screaming children armed with only a collection of mishmash paintbrushes, watercolors, and enough blank paper for every kid to have one sheet. Then summer hits, and we crawl into our dens to hibernate through the warm summer months until the first cries of back-to-school sales wake us from our slumber. Okay, maybe we don't spend the whole time sleeping, but I would be lying if I said I missed getting up before the sun every day. As someone who gets most of his work done in the morning, this means my productivity has taken a huge downturn of late. I'm not alone in this. My usual edu blogs and edu podcasts have had a marked decline in postings. I'm not shocked by this. After all, it's summer. We're on vacation, aren't we? Well, lucky for me, there are still plenty of podcasts out there that are educational, yet aren't done by teachers taking the summer off. That's one way of saying they still update regularly. So, for my next few podcasts, I think I'll share some of the other favorites with you. Think of this as my summer listening list rather than a summer reading list. First up is one of my all-time favorite podcasts, History According to Bob, which can be found at summahistorica.com or historyaccordingtobob.com, is the brainchild of a history teacher named, well, Bob. 6 days a week, sometimes seven if he has something special like a video, Bob graces the internet with a 5 to 20 minute segment on a history topic, any history topic you can think of, from Austria to the Zoroastrians. I've been a history buff since I was little, and I just love learning new things about all kinds of topics. You'd be surprised at how many times I've used the things he's podcasted about in an art lesson. My only complaint is that he doesn't leave his podcasts up forever. Once he has a bunch of them on his site, he takes them down and combines them into a CD that you can purchase. This is a neat way to earn revenue, and I'm sure it can help pay for his bandwidth. But when I suddenly think that I want to listen to his podcast on the life and times of Benjamin Franklin, I'd really rather not wait for it to be shipped to me to be able to listen to it. Well, so, that's our show for today. If you have any questions or comments or criticisms, feel free to contact me at theartguy@gmail.com. Or you can go to my website, academicaesthetic.com, and leave a comment in the show notes. And until next time, stay subscribed and fare thee well.